Yeah, this is Greg from Missouri, kind of close to St. Louis there.
Yeah, hey, Greg. What's the weather like out there, by the way? I'm going to be there around Thanksgiving. Is it
Beautiful right now, about 65 and real nice.
That's unusual for this time of year.
It is. I'm just driving back there myself tonight.
All right. What's going on?
Well, had a quick story about this last Halloween. I'm actually a Wiccan reverend, and a local haunted house in town there had been saying that whenever they were up or whenever there was no music or anything on, they would hear banging or they would feel a presence and stuff. So they had approached me and asked me to do a ritual after they closed on Samhain night or Halloween night.
Sort of like an exorcism?
No, they didn't want anything clear. They just wanted to know what was going on.
All right.
And so after they had closed, I came, and there were six people there that had this experience throughout the course of the season, as I guess it happened last year, too. And, you know, I cast a circle, started just kind of doing some meditation with a pendulum, and my feet just started to burn incredibly. And the pendulum began to move a little bit, which I kind of had expected.
Sure.
And just really, you know, felt flame and pain. We later found out in doing some research after I'd done that, it was a cement factory that they held it in. They called the owners to try and get a little more information this week. And one of the drivers had actually gotten into a wreck right out in front of the cement factory and had burned to death inside of his truck. And parts of that truck apparently were actually taken for salvage and was still in that cement factory where they hold this haunted house. And so that's obviously a real good place for a haunted house.
Absolutely. And you were so sensitive to pick up on that heat sensation.
Right. Yep, definitely.
Okay. So
it was different.
All right. How did you get into being a Wiccan? How did that all happen?
I just, from my own natural path and stuff, things didn't always feel right. I studied a lot of religions, and when I was about 17, came across the Wiccan faith, and I've been doing it for about, not doing it, living it for almost about 14 years.
Just so people will understand and they'll hear it from you, from your own mouth, you do not practice Satanism, right?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Wiccans do not be presence of a Satan, thus we cannot be Satanists, or we can't believe in Satan if we don't think there is one.
You believe in a male-female God, but you believe in God.
That is correct.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you being on the program.